I'm going to be reading from Mark 15, 42 to 47. And then Mike Johnston's going to be singing a song when he was on the cross. And then we're going to do something very special tonight. We get together for several times as we prepare this event. And one of the things that was really on our heart was that Pastor Paul and Don Taylor have been in this community for a long, long time and are loved by us. And he's celebrating 50 years of ordained ministry this year. He'll be honored at the end of the month by the Assembly of God District Convention. And they came to Port Ludlow in June of 1999 and retired from full-time ministry in 2007. They have greatly enjoyed their time here. But they'll be moving soon to Pahrump, Nevada. Say that with me, Pahrump. I told him tonight, you're welcome to wear your best Pahrump outfit if you'd like. His son-in-law and daughter are pastoring Trinity Assembly of God there. And so we thought it best and thought it delightful to have him come and share with us for a few minutes the message appropriate to tonight's theme. So I wanted you to know what is coming. But we're here tonight, church, because of what Jesus did for each one of us. And the scriptures are rich and ripe with meaning. And I pray, our heart's prayer is that this is far more than a trite religious exercise, but something so deep, something so powerful will rumble in our spirits in fresh gratitude for our Lord Jesus. Mark chapter 15, verses 42 to 47. I'm reading from The Voice. Evening came. The crucifixion had taken place on Preparation Day, Friday, before the Jewish Sabbath began at sundown. Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the ruling council who was also a believer anxiously waiting for the kingdom of God, went to Pilate and boldly asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate could not believe Jesus was already dead, so he sent for the centurion who confirmed it. Then Pilate gave Joseph permission to take the body. Joseph had the body wrapped in a linen burial cloth he had purchased and laid him in a tomb that had been carved out of a rock. Then he had a stone rolled over the opening to seal it. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Eose, looks like Joses, were watching as the body was interred.